Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM. It's Monday morning. Welcome back, everybody.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Oh my God, it's such a busy weekend. I have so many shout outs to do.
Okay.
First of all, Friday night, all of the gang from MTU. There was 1,500 staff. And I think most of them packed into Rochester and Park Hotel on Friday for their Oscars night. And I was telling you, these organizations do these fundraisers through a company called Kevin Rowe Productions, who they go into your business, basically break you up into groups of 10, and you all go off and shoot a 12 minute movie, like a proper version of Forrest Gump. It's just so well done. And then everybody has an Oscars night.
Oh, I just think it's such a good idea.
But it's the crack, because everybody knows everyone in the film.
Exactly.
And then when your buddy comes up on the screen, there's a big cheer and there's loads of laughs. And it was amazing. Amazing night.
I love it.
All of the money went to the autism assistant dogs.
Fantastic.
And we had Willis, the chocolate Labrador. He was one of the movies as well.
He was a beautiful dog. I saw him.
Yeah, he was there on Friday night as well. So, and also all the gang up in Cusick Park yesterday that were supporting Cork took the spin up to Clare.
Yeah.
I have a list of people here as long as my arms to say hello to. So you know who you are. Lovely to catch up with you all yesterday. Right, well, we get into it.
Okay.
What has gone on in the world? Do you know what I learned over the weekend?
Yeah.
You're going to love this.
Yeah.
The actors who voiced Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse actually got married in real life.
Oh, I love that.
And they're the cutest old couple.
Oh.
Yeah. Wayne Alwyn and Russie Taylor. At first glance, they look like your average elderly couple. There they are.
Oh, I think that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
They carry the magic of Disney through generations. They met, obviously, on set, recording. He was Mickey, she was Minnie, and they got it on.
Imagine what the wedding speeches sounded like.
That's quite annoying. They'd have to have done it in the voices.
Yeah. Hopefully she stood up and gave a speech as well.
Yeah, and Mickey did loads of dirty jokes.
Yeah. And Donald Duck was sat there going...
They would have had to the whole cast
Donald
up there.
Duck was best man.
The most expensive cocktail on the island of Ireland has been created.
Okay.
Oh, Notions 11. Up in Belfast, they're doing the £1,000 cocktail, which is made using some very rare ingredients. And it's flying out the door. People are rocking in. Just to show they can do this.
£1,000.
For a cocktail. If you thought, like, if you go out at the weekend and you thought, like, 12, 15 quid is expensive.
Yeah.
Too many silly people have too much money.
Yeah.
And they've no value on it. If you spend dropping a grand on a cocktail.
I just can't even comprehend of spending that much money on a drink.
Speaking of money, over the weekend it was announced that Caleb... from Clarkson's Farm.
Yes.
The blonde-haired lad. Love Caleb. He's a great character. He's officially a millionaire
That's
now.
That's right. I read that, yeah.
Off the back of the show. So they had a little peek into his profit and loss pages for his limited company. And Caleb Cooper Productions, he is absolutely rocking it.
Isn't that brilliant?
He will have his own spin-off show eventually, I think. That's the way it's going to go. And finally... a man in Cork was making headlines over the weekend as well. A Scottish man living in Ireland has been left outraged after his haggis.
He
ordered it online, a tin of haggis. It was branded dog food by custom officials, and he couldn't get a hold of his haggis. His name is Ian Stretch. Ian has been living in Bantry in Cork for 20 years.
Right.
And he was looking for his tin of haggis. Haggis is what?
Haggis is, I think it's liver, heart and lungs of a sheep.
Oh, good Lord.
Minced together.
Oh, my God. Is that what it is?
I think they mix it then with beef, mutton and oatmeal.
Oh, no wonder they wear kilts. Every 20 minutes, not putting on a trouser. Hi, Casey. Craig here, Scottish man.
Oh.
Yeah. Contrary to belief, Scottish people don't wear kilts for toilet convenience.
Okay.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers?
Just flip it up at the back.
Brave fart.
I love it.
They need to remake that movie, don't they?
They do, yeah.
A friend of mine, his backside is in Braveheart.
Is this true?
Honest to God, a buddy of mine, I used to work at a hotel bar with him 25 years ago when I was in college, and he was an extra in Braveheart.
Right.
And they shot that scene. You know that famous scene where everybody, the Scots moon the English.
That's
and
right.
they raised their kilts up.
And his was in there.
They got all the lads from the FCA to be extras
okay.
for Braveheart.
Yeah.
So in that particular scene, was Mel Gibson the director of Braveheart?
I'm not sure. I know he was the lead.
He was definitely the lead. He might have been a producer or assistant director or something. But your man was telling me the whole crack about Braveheart.
Yeah.
It's like, so they were doing that scene. Everyone had to lift up their kilts and do a moony to the camera. And the director went, cut, your arses are too clean.
They need to be dirty.
They had to sit on the ground. You never see a Jack Russell pulling himself along the grass.
they
had to do that.
To make their...
their bums were too clean and white.
they need to be...
So you just had hundreds of lads from the FCA
funny.
Going sliding down hills in their bare backside to give it that, rather than spending hours in makeup.
It makes sense, I suppose.
And there's another very funny part of Braveheart, if you've ever seen it. Have you ever seen that movie Mistake?
Movie Mistake?
Yeah, there's a fella mid-fight and he's slashing and he's swinging a sword and he's wearing a Casio watch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it for that.
And there's another scene in Braveheart where, again, during the battle scene, there's a bit of the sky and you can see the trails of a passenger aircraft just flying over.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
We have been inundated over the last couple of weeks with shower thoughts. Now that we've asked you to share what goes on in the shower.
That's
when you're
right.
sitting there, you're having a little shower, the water's hitting your face, you have the most random thoughts. It's probably for a lot of you the only time you get a bit of peace. It's when you're having a shower. So share them with us. Victoria will start this morning.
Okay. This was my thought the other day. I told KC about this earlier. Do insects recognise each other?
They'd have to, wouldn't they?
Do they recognise each other? Like when they're passing each other on the steps?
On the steps, yeah.
Do they go, all right, Bob, how's the wife and kids?
Well, if they didn't, you'd have a ladybird trying to get up on a daddy long legs, you know, wouldn't you?
That's a good point. So they do recognise, but
they'd have to.
But do they have names for each other? Also, do they live in little families, or do they just all live in one big? Anyway,
that's a Victoria shower thought. Were you in the shower when you had that thought?
I was, and there was a little spider coming down on the wall, and that was my thought.
I'll dig into that one for you. I'll have an answer for you later on. Shower thought. As a kid, my parents taught me not to believe everything I see on TV. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Now we have to teach them, don't believe everything you see on social media.
I know, yeah.
Instead of colourised photos, in 50 years, we'll be removing filters. Shower thought.
Oh, wow.
It's very rare you see a photograph put up nowadays without some kind of doctoring done to it. Shower thought from somebody. After years of disliking the way I look, I only realise that I'm not unattractive. I'm just not my own type.
I like that.
I love it. That's a shower thought. There should be a millennial edition of Monopoly where you just walk around the board paying rent, never able to buy anything.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Shower thought, yeah. The Swiss, this is a great shower thought from somebody. The Swiss must have been pretty confident in their chances of victory. They included a wine bottle corkscrew on their army knife. For the Swiss army knife.
I like it.
Big supermarkets should have baskets placed around the shop for the moment you realise you can't carry anything anymore.
That would be genius.
Oh, why don't they do that?
Why do we do that? Why do we go in?
Bits, yeah.
Why do we go in for like two things but end up like trying to balance nine things coming up to the till?
You're too far from the till to go back for a basket.
Yeah.
So just
exactly.
Trudge on.
Genius.
I like that idea, you know.
This is a shower thought and a half. You probably at once made a decision that saved your own life.
Wow.
By not going out or not hopping in a car, you might have missed something that you could have been involved in.
It's like the sliding doors theory, isn't
it? Anybody missed a flight or anything like that? Who was it famously that missed 9/11?
Yeah.
Well, the creator.
Seth MacFarlane.
MacFarlane. He slept in and he missed a flight that hit one of the towers.
Imagine.
There are two E's in the word B, but they're both silent. The B is B, and then the E's are unnecessary.
B.
Yeah. That's a shower thought and a half. If a fly loses its wings, is it now called a walk?
That's a dag gag.
That is a dag gag, yeah.
All right. Which orange came first, the colour or the fruit?
Oh, now you're just wrecking my head. Which orange came first? I'd say the fruit.
And this is a shower thought.
Have you
half.
Got an answer for us, by the way? You
no,
just
I don't. I'm just throwing it. It's a question somebody asked in the shower.
Okay.
Another shower thought. We'll never really know what it smells like underwater. We'll never
it's
know.
True.
It could be rank down there.
I say it is.
Crab farts. God knows what else. Like. We'll never know. Shower talk.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Man alive, that was cutting it tight, Victoria Nichols. How are you?
Hello.
What a pro.
I know.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad.
Jerry, welcome back for Pop Quiz. €1,000 with your name in it here, buddy. How was your weekend, first of all? What did you get up to over the weekend?
Bit of walking. Not to be honest.
That's a bit of walk. Did you walk from the bedroom to the jacks? Did you walk?
A bit further.
Got from the bed to the sink and I went back to bed again.
That's it.
I love that.
He was walking anyway.
This is it. Good man. Jerry, 10 questions. You only have 60 seconds, so you got to play on your own. If you give me 10 out of 10, we're going to put €1,000 into your bank account. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Jerry, who did Cork beat yesterday in the hurling? What date is St. Patrick's Day? Date?
The 17th of March.
Haggis is a food that originated in what country?
Scotland.
Can you name the band that Nicole Scherzinger was in? She was in a girl group.
Let's get down.
Question number 5. What animals compete at Troughs?
The dogs.
And question number 6. True or false, Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, who we just played, they were once a couple. Is that true or false?
True.
Question number 7. What female artist has a song called Man Eater? She's a man eater. I always thought it was Mad Eater.
I can't think of her name. I don't know.
Question number 8. By landmass, what is Ireland's biggest county?
Cork.
What vacuum cleaner is known for having a man's name?
Dyson.
And question number 10. Who sings the song Mambo Number 5? Quickly, Mambo Number 5.
Louis Vega.
Ooh, I tell ya. No messing there, is there?
That was some speed, Jerry. Now, Jerry, I need to double check on this because in the middle of the game, when I ask you a question and we go into a freeze and then you shout something, I'm concentrating on the next question.
Yeah.
But can you repeat what female artist had a song called Man Eater? What answer did you give me?
Nelly Furtado.
Okay. You say Furtado, I say Potato.
That's it, yeah.
Let's call the whole thing off. Claire is correct. Cork didn't just beat Claire, they annihilated them.
Yeah.
17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. Scotland is correct. Have you ever tried haggis?
Maybe.
We discussed it this morning and what goes into it, and no. You're definitely not going near it anyway, Vic. That's for sure. Yeah. What girl band was Nicole Scherzinger in? Pussycat Dolls is correct. The Dogs competed at Croft's. Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa were once boyfriend and girlfriend. That is correct. Nelly Furtado is correct. By landmass, what is Ireland's biggest county? Cork is correct.
Yes.
Who sings the song Mambo Number 5? You said Lou Bega. It is Lou Bega. 9 out of 10. Now, hereth comes the controversy.
Okay.
What vacuum cleaner is known for having a man's name?
Yes. Well, I would have said
Henry the Hoover.
Yeah.
It's Henry the Hoover, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, but you get me Dyson.
Okay.
But you see,
Dyson
is also the man's name who created the Dyson Hoover.
I didn't know that.
What is his name? Richard Dyson, is it?
James Dyson.
So it is a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
This is where I am. I'm like, I think Jerry, technically you're also correct.
Well, they're both answers would have been correct probably then, would they?
Yeah. I'm going to hand it over to the public on this one.
Okay.
086-8104-106. A vacuum cleaner that was known for having a man's name, which is Henry the Hoover.
But that's the first thing that comes to mind, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the little smiley face
Henry,
fella.
Yeah. The person that's on the Hoover.
What are you thinking, listeners? 0868104106. I'm gonna, I'll leave it open to the judging public.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, Jerry. Okay. They're all saying no, not a hope. No, no, Dyson is just the fella that invented the Hoover.
Oh, okay.
No, no. They're everybody's going for no. They're all saying no, Jerry. They're all saying, I'm only messing, you just won a grand.
Well done.
Yes!
Well done.
Every single person has messaged in, give him the money.
Yeah.
You're actually, technically, you are right.
You are.
There's Henry the Hoover. Dyson is a surname, though, but it is known as a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
It is, yeah.
And it is his name. So I couldn't but not give it to you, buddy. I couldn't but not give it to you.
Stuff.
Go out and buy yourself a Henry the Hoover now.
For the crack. Just for the crack.
I will.
Jerry,
well done.
Finally, you've played this a good few times, buddy. You've done it.
I have.
You've got your €1,000. I'm delighted for you, man. Well done. A massive Up the Rebels shout out to Paul and to Pat and to Sharon, who I met yesterday up in Cusick Park, up in Clare, for the big hurling game. They said, you better say hello now. We won't listen anymore. So, you know, when they threaten you like that.
That's right.
You got to do it.
Yep.
So I know you're all up at this hour of the morning. So lovely to meet you. It was a good day out yesterday. Oh, I got sunburned. In Clare yesterday.
What was hot.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, it was really hot yesterday.
We were all caught on the hop.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Beautiful. And then the drive home, the sun was setting. It was just like, it feels like it's back.
It does, yeah.
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Good week of weather ahead. It's not going to be like roasting warm. 11, 12, 13 degrees across the week, but should be dry for a good few days ahead. What's going on, my dear?
Okay, we had a big proposal on Dancing with the Stars. We were talking about this earlier. Over the weekend, Judge Karen Brady got engaged to partner of 10 years, Jake Carter, who you said was Nathan Carter's brother.
Nathan's younger brother, yeah.
Younger brother, yeah.
Is he involved in music as well? He is, actually.
He's a dancer.
Yeah, but he has released music as well.
Has he?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And more of a kind of a poppy end of things, yeah.
Yeah, because Nathan is more kind of country style, isn't it?
You know, Nathan sings like, rock me mama like a wagon wheel. So he does that Stone Crow cover version that blew him up. But he's from Liverpool. He's the strongest Liverpoolian accent.
Well, you'll hear from Jake's accent. Jake has a really strong Liverpool accent as well. So here's a very small clip of the proposal.
All right.
7 years ago, we met on this dance floor and both of our lives changed forever. I thought it was the perfect place to come back and ask you, Karen, will you marry me? Well, say something, Jesus.
What, you for real? Jake!
Is it a yes?
Yes! Oh my God!
To be fair, he didn't get marry me out of it. He just said, will you marry? And then he lost his breath. She was a bit lost in limbo. Will I marry who? Will I marry the other judge? Will I marry Pat the cameraman?
It was lovely to hear the emotion between the two of them. Funnily enough, when she first started in Dancing with the Stars and she was a dancer before she became a judge, I always thought she needs to be brought into the limelight a little bit. She's got a fantastic personality. She's a great girl.
Yeah.
And they finally saw that in her and now she's a judge. And I just think she's absolutely brilliant on the show. So massive congratulations to them. Of course, we had Cork well represented on Saturday for the rugby.
Yeah.
I have a small clip of Kian de Crow actually performing his latest single on the pitch. So he didn't just do the national anthem. We were riding on the rings of
Saturn, baby, now. Oh, he did a little concert for everyone before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I
love this.
Do you know what? He nailed the anthems as well. He did the three of them. Well, two anthems, one rugby song. Yeah. Somebody gave out Sting to me over the weekend for saying
there's
it was
only two anthems.
So he did. He obviously did the French national anthem, Aaron Levine, and then Ireland's Call got blasted out.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Really, really good. Yeah, really good.
Like hairs on the back of your neck standing up.
It was a big moment for him because you know, obviously, particularly with a bit of French lineage in his family.
Exactly. Have I got time for another story?
Go on.
Okay, Paris Jackson posted her reaction online over the weekend to criticism that she received. She basically turned up at the Stella McCartney fashion show wearing just like a black net.
Okay.
A black net. And she got quite a lot of criticism because there was nothing concealed at all.
How did she cover the nibbly bits?
She didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, so she took to social media, and this is what she had to say about the situation. This is Paris Jackson.
Paris Jackson.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Jackson, I played the wrong clip on her.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. We're animals. At one point, we abided by the laws of nature. We were hunting, we were gathering. It was kill or be killed. There was a harmony. There was a circle of life. And things worked. Until one day, humans decided, we're not animals. We're going to wear clothes, and we're going to rule over all the other animals. And a segregation was born. And spoiler alert, things got bad after we made that decision. Don't get uncomfortable with our bodies. It's your body. You've got one. I've got one. We've all got one. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so she's...
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, go out and catch your dinner tonight, so we'll see how you get on, all right? Go on, see what you're made of. Out you go, with your fishing net, jump in the lake there.
Go on.
Would you buy something from a celebrity endorsement, or have you bought something only through the fact that it's somebody that you like and they told you to go and buy this eyeliner or this lipstick or whatever?
Oh, I probably have, yeah.
Celebrity endorsements work for you?
Not particularly. If someone told me to buy like a new beard oil, I'd probably think about it. Like
a new what?
Beard oil.
Okay. So if The Rock put you onto something.
Some bearded celebrity, some sort of handsome man did it.
Have you bought anything because of a celebrity endorsement?
I would imagine so. Probably like Kel. Probably hair, beauty, makeup, that kind of thing, Kel, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think like if they've tried it and tested it out, I know, yes, they are working like in collaboration and getting paid for it. So maybe it might not be as good. But, you know, if they're looking good because of it, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I'm the same.
The actress Gal Gadot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got really badly caught out for a celebrity endorsement. You know, half the time, they don't even know what these products are.
Okay.
And stuff is posted through their social media channels, which is coming from their managers. So they just take the money. But there's a Chinese mobile phone company called Huawei.
That's right.
I had one of their phones years ago, but they stopped. I don't know, we can't get them. I think you can, but the Google thing has gone off them. There was some big fallout with America. But she was paid a huge amount of money to advertise Huawei phones and put up some social media posts. So she was paid a load of money to put it up on X or Twitter. And she posted how incredible this phone is and how she blah, 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 and the functionality and the photos. Oh my God, it's amazing. But she posted it. You can see underneath the post it using the iPhone 15.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Did she still get paid? That's
I'd say there was a few bob knocked off it, Vic, to be honest with you. The old Huawei lads were an A too impressed. But again, with celebrity endorsements and that, you just have to be very careful. Half the time they don't know what they're talking about.
With KC, love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Seriously, I have a farmer's tan from driving back from Clare yesterday. Look at that. Look at the colour. Red.
You actually do.
I'm looking like a Cork flag, which is kind of appropriate coming back from the hurling yesterday, right? 153 grand with your name on it. After, just listen to this lady, my God.
Hello, good afternoon. Happy Friday. Barry Dunn phoning. It's the Cash Machine call.
Are you for real?
I am very for real. Who is this?
This is Sandra.
How are you, Sandra? And where are you?
I'm actually inside in River Island at the moment in the Crescent Shopping Centre.
Sandra, you knew we were phoning. You're already in a shopping centre. That's going to come in handy.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this. Oh, my God.
Had you anticipated this call ever happening?
No, I tell you, my husband actually texted me earlier on and I said, I'll show you a text message from the cash machine. Please.
Let's do it. How much in the cash machine?
It's 100,000.
It is. Congratulations. You have just become our newest winner, €100,000.
Oh my God, amazing. I'm making a show on myself here inside River Island. Oh my God, Anya, I just have to win $100,000. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it got to a place that only dogs and dolphins could hear her, but congratulations to what an amazing winner. And that's what Cash Machine can do for people. Sandra Lawler and your husband, you've got 100k in your bank account right now. Just for making the right decision to wake up with, you know, a station that can put that kind of money in your bank account. €153,000. Red FM's Cash Machine continues to lash out the cash. Let's do it again. 153k. Text RED to 57557 to get your name in the draw. That is the word RED to 57557. To enter this game, like Sandra did, it will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18 and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's at redfm.ie. You must answer within five rings. Set your alarm to be listening to Kira at 3pm on Friday and you're going to be in the draw. Best of luck, everyone. A random phone call. We don't know who you are, or where you're from until we ring you. You say 153k. When you get that phone call, that money will be yours as we head into the St. Patrick's weekend. You'll have 153 grand in your bank account. Sounds nice, tasty, doesn't it? Red FM's Cash Machine. Neil Prendeville in 15 minutes, Kira at 12, and Colm is going to drive you home later on. Stephanie Rainey is on air at 7 o'clock this evening at Red FM. And it is Monday, the 10th of March. How's everything in the crow's nest there, Vic?
We all okay? All right.
All right, excellent. Now, another huge event is coming to the Rochestown Park Hotel, April 12th, between 12:30pm and 6:30pm. It is back. And we're going to bring you along and take you along to your best life. So we're helping you spring into a season of confidence, wellness, beauty and joy with your best life. The ultimate wellness event. And this is all happening in association with Breast Cancer Ireland and Irish Country Magazine. Here's what I got for you. This is some serious prize. Ladies, are you ready for this one?
All right. Go on.
So the event is going to be hosted yet again by Maura Duran and James Patrice, and Celia Holloman-Lee will be there sharing her secrets to living a healthier life for longer. Pharmacist Laura Dowling will be there. Women's health advocate Una O'Hagan. Fitness expert Orla Hopkins. And here's the day lineup. Drinks reception, delicious lunch, live entertainment, loads of incredible spot prizes, beauty masterclasses, fashion shows, goodie bags. It's all happening.
Wow, yeah.
Do you want to go along to it? I've got two tickets for the event right now and a goodie bag worth over 200 quid and dinner for two at the Rochestown Park Hotel.
Nice.
For you and your bestie, for your best life, we're going to do the old school lucky numbers.
Ah, yeah.
To make it nice and easy for you, I have a number between 1 and 100. First person to land on it, and I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Might take... Will I take a bit of inspiration from something that happened over the weekend? Yes, I will. Okay, I'm writing it down right now.
Okay.
It's a number between 0 and 100.
Okay.
Your lucky number, what is it? You can only enter once, by the way. You can't send in every number between 1 and 100, like some people do. Pick one number. 0868 104106. The first person in with that number is going to win that prize pack. We're going to send you along to your best life. Remember, it's happening at the Rochestown Park Hotel, April 12th, between 12:30 and 6:30pm. I've got your tickets to what will be the wellness event of the year.
Red FM Breakfast with Now.
On a Monday morning as we kick off your week, getting you to your best life right across the week. I've got double tickets to go, goodie bag worth over 200 quid. And we're going to give you tickets to the Rochestown Park Hotel to go and have a beautiful munch there in their excellent restaurant.
Right.
The very first lucky number in. Well, let's see if Joanne has nailed it here. Joanne Sheehan, how are you?
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So what are you feeling? So if there was a bit of inspiration from the weekend, where do you think we went with this number?
Well, I heard you saying that you had a red face after coming back from Asia.
Farmer's tan, Joe. Farmer's tan. The Cork flag.
And then all the sweeter is my husband is from Clare.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yesterday.
So what number are you going to go for?
So my number, guess, is 6.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah.
Back of the net, like,
well,
those 6 goals.
That's it, yeah.
How is your husband this morning, by the way?
Oh, quiet.
Yeah, very quiet. Yeah, yeah. He's a quiet little machine, isn't he, when things don't go too well?
He is. Yeah.
We just need that kind of performance in a few championship matches all will be good.
Absolutely.
So have you got a bestie? Have you got a best friend you can bring along to this?
I have a lot of besties.
Yeah.
Names in a hat.
You take your time. You choose whoever you got to do.
Yeah. I have a lot of besties.
I always suggest having a penalty shootout out in the back garden when it comes to picking who you're going to bring to this. But you've got two tickets to the event. Your goodie bag is worth over 200 quid and we're going to give you dinner for two at the Rochestown Park Hotel, and you will be at your best life with Maura Duran, James Patrice, Celia Holman Lee. You're going to have an amazing day out.
Well done.
Wow. Thank you so much. It's something I always wanted to attend. And
you're going. So keep check that date. April 12th between 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. Get himself on babysitting duty and we'll talk to you. We'll see you down at the Rochestown Park Hotel. Well done.
Take care. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Enjoy. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Remember, we're doing this with Breast Cancer Ireland and Irish Country Magazine. All of the details. Stay with us right across the week and you can grab those tickets through the Rochestown Park Hotel as well. But it's going to be on the 12th of April. It is Your Best Life, the ultimate wellness event. It's going to be a big one in Cork. It'll be a complete sellout. So get your skates on. Have a good day today. We'll see you in the morning.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.